there's always some things that you maybe held back throughout the year or what have you, but when it comes down to it, we've got to be really good at what we are strong in those areas, and we've got to be, you know, strong on the defensive end this time of year to win games and take care of the basketball and, you know, get the kind of shots that we are hoping to get and the right people in the right places. And if we, you know, do some of those things, we feel like we'll give ourselves a chance.
All right. Final thoughts here then. Tyler, what are you telling the girls they got to get done tonight to get past Maple River?
Well, just that it's going to be every single possession, you know, these types of games, every possession is important. And just focus on staying within the moment, because it's easy to get hyped and, you know, there's nerves, there's excitement. But this is a fun time of year, and if we can just focus on doing what we need to do one possession at a time and keep our focus and kind of keep our feet in the moment. And if we're able to do that and just keep competing, I think we'll give ourselves a chance at the end of the game.
All right, there you go, folks. Waterville, Elysian, Morristown head coach Tyler Kaus on our pregame. We'll take a break. Back with more in just a moment.
Even though it doesn't feel like it, spring is coming soon. Spring merchandise will be arriving, and Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center needs to make room. So they're having a winter sale. Come on down and save 10 to 50% on select in-store winter items, including gloves and mittens, Carhartt coats, jackets and bibs, Kamek men's, women's and kids' snow boots, and so much more. Come on down and save during the winter sale at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Maggie J's, a premier restaurant and bar that offers a casual dining experience for people of all ages. Maggie J's offers breakfast and has daily lunch specials with dinner available on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Maggie J's specializes in homemade batters, sauces, and great service. They have a full menu containing a variety of American food choices. Not hungry? No problem. Maggie J's has a full-service bar. You'll find Maggie J's on Main Street in downtown Mapleton, and make sure and check their Facebook page for their daily specials.
United Hospital District is excited to announce the arrival of their newest provider, Dr. Brittany Waletzko-Bartz. Dr. Waletzko-Bartz is a certified family medicine and obstetrics physician with 3 years of experience. She treats conditions of all kinds, along with performing routine checkups with a special interest in prenatal care and end-of-life care. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Brittany Waletzko-Bartz in our Blue Earth Clinic, call 507-526-7388. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Kilty's Market in Mapleton is your full-service grocery store, including carry-out service. Check out the meat department featuring certified Angus brand beef and Hormel brand pork. Plus, Kilty's Market is known for their delicious recipe smokehouse products with several flavors of cooked brats, Polish sausage, beef sticks, and much more. Whether it's snacks like pizza or chips or fresh produce, you'll find it at Kilty's. They even have a large selection of greeting cards, and they keep adding new items every day. If they don't have it, just ask and they'll get it. That's Kilty's Market in Mapleton. Call Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton for hardwood floor install, refinish, and resurfacing. With Bear Hardwood Floors, you can trust that you'll know what kind of service you're getting ahead of time. Quality work done on time. Call Ryan at 507-380-4312 today for your free estimate. Get your floors looking great with affordable and professional service from Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton. Caduce Tire of Mapleton provides quality tires and service. They have light truck, semi, and agricultural tires and service on the farm. Caduce Tire is a proud supporter of the Maple River Schools, its students, academics, and athletics, and would like to say good luck to the Maple River Eagles. And we are back here on our pregame show. Maple River head coach Devin Drager joining us now as the Eagles get set to take on Waterville, Elysian, Morristown here tonight, coming off their win against Blue Earth Area on Monday. Quick look back at that one. Devin took care of business, 68-35, the final score. What was your thoughts on the win Monday?
Yeah, I thought, you know, we came out a little sluggish in the first half, but still managed to be able to have a good halftime lead. And I thought the start of our second half was much much better. We were more focused, kind of doing the things that we needed to do. But I was happy I was able to get everybody in that night, get some experience there for our young kids, but also just, you know, one more chance at a home game there, being able to get our girls on their home court one more time.
You bet. And now we're done playing at home on to Mankato East here tonight in a subsection semifinal against Waterville, Legion, Morristown. Well, you've had some really good games with them. You split during the season, and both games were really close, weren't they, Devin?
They were, yeah. End of November, we lost over there by one, and then at the end of January, had them at home, and we beat them by two on the last second play. So, you know, I think we're very similar. We've played each other a lot, just being in the Gopher Conference and throughout the years, and we both have know each other's tendencies and know what to expect, so I think that's part of it. But I expect that tonight's game will be very similar.
All right, so as you look at this here and you think back to those two games during the season, what are some areas where you can maybe find an advantage here? I know we'll probably have another close game, but it'd be nice to maybe try to win one by a little more comfortable margin, I'm sure. But is there some areas that you're looking at tonight that might be something you can do a little different? Or?
Yeah, we've kind of adjusted our game plan and ready to throw lots of different things at Waterville. But the biggest thing is that both times we've played them, a majority of their points have come in the paint. I think the last time it was some number like 41 for 47 in within 5 feet of the basket. And so really, you know, they do a nice job of getting themselves to the basket. And so we've really shifted our focus defensively of keeping them out of the lane and have that's really been our focus to prepare for tonight's game.
Okay, so what does that mean? What defense did you play during the season, and what's different tonight then?
Yeah, we've always been a man-to-man team, and I think we've really focused on better angles, jumping the ball, screens out a little bit better, more communication. Just kind of fine-tuning what we've always done with just the focus of we can't get them or can't let them get to the paint. And I think the girls have really kind of taken that on and are ready to do that tonight.
All right. Well, so that is kind of one of the contrasts of the two teams here tonight. You guys certainly can get some points from the perimeter, and they're more of a pounded inside kind of team.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if the game's a low-scoring game, you know, that's maybe not necessarily in our favor. And so we need to look at how we can take advantage offensively. And, you know, we get a lot of good shots from the perimeter when we push the ball in transition, and we just make it hard for teams to find our shooters. And so, you know, that's part of our game plan, too, is we really want to try to push the pace just so that we're able to move the ball and get those shots that we can knock down from the outside.
All right, Devin, final thoughts here for tonight then. What are the other things that you're talking to the girls about that they got to get done here tonight to move on to the next round?
Yeah, you know, it's about showing up and executing our game plan. We got a rebound. Waterville does a great job on the glass, so we need to make sure that we're boxing out and rebounding, giving them only one chance offensively. And then we need to do what we do best, which is push the ball, you know, knock some shots down from the outside and play solid defense. And if we can do those things and we can do them from start to finish and not have too many big lapses, I think we're going to come out on top tonight.
All right. There you go, folks. Maple River head coach Devin Drager on the pregame show. We'll take a break. Back with more coming up here in just a moment.
Hey, if you're looking for a fun time, it's the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan. Tuesdays, play bingo starting at 7 p.m. Wednesdays, it's the Queen of Spades, your chance to win cash. Get your free ticket from 4 to 6:30 p.m. for the drawing at 7:30. The jackpot is now at $4,600. And coming up at the Blue Bear on Saturday, March 9th, it's Semper Fi Karaoke. Sunday the 10th, it's another Pfeffer card tournament. And Saturday the 16th, enjoy the liver and onion feed. Watch their Facebook page for all the details. That's the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan.
Vernon Center Lumber is your Marvin Windows and Doors dealer. They can provide your building materials and supplies. And besides Marvin Windows and Doors, Vernon Center Lumber has pole barns, Cambria countertops, plus they do new homes and remodels, and free delivery and design help too, plus much, much more. Calvin invites you to stop into Vernon Center Lumber on Main Street in downtown Vernon Center. Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Attention all lake lovers, spring is around the corner, and that means it's time to get your boat or pontoon in tip-top shape for the upcoming season. Hi, it's Josh here from Mapleton Marine. We're offering an exclusive spring tune-up special. Our experienced technicians will ensure your vessel is running smoothly and efficiently, so you can enjoy every moment on the water without worries. Don't let mechanical issues ruin your boating experience. Schedule your tune-up today at Mapleton Marine, Highway 22 in Mapleton, or MapletonMarine.com, because, after all, life is better on a boat.
Extend the life of your equipment with Cenex Premium Greases. Engineered with quality-based oils and well-balanced formulas to protect equipment in a wide range of temperatures and tough conditions. The Cenex line of grease products offer excellent rust protection, water resistance, and anti-wear properties to extend equipment life. Cenex Grease delivers the dependability you need to keep your operation running like a well-oiled machine.
Through the end of the month, get a discount on all oil and grease products at New Way K&H Cooperative and receive a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of Cenex lubricants purchased. From Mankato East, that's where we are tonight for this subsection semifinal. As Maple River getting ready to take on Waterville, Elysian, Morristown, you've heard the coaches. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's contest here. First for Maple River, the Eagles start. Crystal Ulrich, 5'7", senior. Lexi Thomas, the 5'9", senior. Ella Shule, 5'8", junior. Claire McGregor, 5'6", senior. And Kelsey Yeager, a 5'10", junior. For head coach Devin Drager, the Eagles 19-9 on the season. Waterville Elysian Morristown starters tonight. Claire Bolin, a 5'8", senior. Tiana Pope, 5'6", junior. Kylie LaFrance, 5'4", senior. Ashlyn Pellant, 5'6", junior. And Elena Atherton, 5'10", senior. The starters for head coach Tyler Kaus. And Waterville Elysian Morristown, 16-11, coming into tonight's game. As we made reference to in the pregame, these two teams hooked up twice during the year. They split. Waterville won the first game, I think it was, by one, and then Maple River won the second one by two, so no reason not to think we're going to have a pretty good one here tonight as we're ready to tip it off at center court, and Waterville Elysian Morristown will control the opening tap, and we are underway here from Mankato East, spinning into the lane. Ashlyn Pellant gets it back out on top now to Bolin. Bolin near the free throw line for Pope. Pope just inside the lane, gets it back out to Pellant. Now to the right wing. Kylie LaFrance with it, dribbles it around to the top of the key. Maple River, pretty much a predominantly man-to-man defense most of the time, and that's the way they open up here. Here's a three-point try, right wing by Pellant, and it's no good. And the rebound tied up for a jump ball. And the possession arrow will go to Maple River. Eagles will put it in. As they get the alternate possession here, we're just underway. Mankato East, the winner of this one, will face the winner of tonight's second game between St. Clair and New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. That would be a Monday night game at 7:45. Eagle ball, their first possession of the night. Jaeger has it on top, gets it off to McGregor, who falls down, got tangled up with Pellant there. It's picked up, though, and a drive by Jaeger, too hard off the glass, and the follow by Shule is blocked. Went out of bounds underneath, and it'll go to Waterville. So the Buccaneers will get it. Still no score here in the early going in this one as Pellant brings it, or check that, that's LaFrance. Bringing it into the front court. Right side for Pellant. Pellant back out on top. They're going to pull way out here and try to figure this man defense out a little bit here that Maple River's got going. Trying to work some back doors over on the side. That doesn't work. Now off to Atherton. Back on top now for LaFrance. LaFrance gets it to Bolin, who drives and gets the bucket. And the first two of the game belongs to the Buccaneers. As Claire Bolin driving up the right side, gets one to fall off the glass. Eagles back the other way. On top, Lexi Thomas, who led the Eagles with 23 in their game on Monday night. Off to Claire McGregor. McGregor now to Thomas. Thomas, left side. Here's a drive underneath, and Shule throws one up as she ran into lots of traffic there, and it just rolls out of bounds. I guess that's a shot, we'll call it. And it's Waterville ball. And still looking for their first points are the Eagles. Waterville has it now. Pellant on the right side. Gets it to the elbow right side for Atherton. Off now left side. Driving into the lane is Pope. Pope back around left side. Pellant. Pellant dribbles to the free throw line. Fights her way into the lane and a travel call. First turnover of the game on Waterville Elysian Morristown, and Maple River gets it. Eagles trying to get some offense going here as we are 2.5 into the game. No score for the Eagles here yet. Left side, Lexi Thomas are really extending out on the perimeter because the Eagles, as you know, can shoot from the perimeter. So Thomas drives into the lane. Turnaround shot inside there comes off no good. Eagles 0 for 4 on their first four shots. Here's a three-pointer by Pellant, and that one grazes the rim and goes out of bounds and will belong to Maple River. And so the second shot that is missed by Waterville. They're 1 for 3 from the floor so far. Near the free throw line, nice pass by Thomas down underneath, and Jaeger's shot partially blocked. Rebound putback is good, though, by Shule. Ella Shule gets the first two for Maple River. And we're tied at 2. Waterville working it down inside. Now they kick it out for a 3 from the right wing. No good by Pope. Long rebound run down by Ulrich for Maple River. She'll bring it into the front court. Ulrich goes to the right side for Claire McGregor. McGregor dribbles around left side, gets it out on the right wing. Here's a drive by Ulrich, a little bit too hard off the heel. Got her own rebound, tried to put it back, and is fouled. And so Crystal Ulrich's going to go to the line to shoot 2 for Maple River. And the foul is called on Elena Atherton, her first. That's the first foul of the game. And the first free throw by Ulrich is good. And the Eagles take a 3-2 lead, 14-13 left to go here in the first half. Second free throw good. And Ulrich with 2 now, 4-2. Maple River has the lead. Pellant on the right side goes on top for LaFrance. LaFrance, Pellant, cross-court pass over to the left side to Bolin. Bolin back on top for a three-point shot taken by Pope again. It's short, no good. And Pope got her own rebound. They get it out to the corner for a three-point try. No good by, who was that, LaFrance over there. And the Eagles finally get the rebound. Couple of missed shots there by the Buccaneers. Eagle ball right side. McGregor lost the handle on it but picks it up. And down underneath in the lane, a shot up and good for Kelsey Yeager, and she gets her first two of the game. Back the other way, and a drive nicely sliding in on the baseline. Claire Boland gets a bucket and is fouled. And we'll have a chance at a three-point play here for Waterville Elysian Morristown. Fouls on Yeager, her first. And the first on the Eagles. Some substitutions coming in for Waterville. Addison Condon, a 5'6 sophomore. And let's see who else came in here. And meanwhile, at the line, the free throw good by Boland. She has all five of Waterville's points. Eagles lead 6-5. Eagle ball, left side. And in the game for Maple River now is Bria Cole, 5'5 sophomore. McGregor has it in the lane right in front, drives to the basket and lays one in. And Claire McGregor with her first two of the game. 8-5, Eagles lead, 12:50 to go here in the first half. On top with it, Boland has it. Goes to the left side, off for Pope, around to the right wing. To Condon, and then down underneath, Boland has it, but has it knocked away from her underneath. Guess that was the only substitution made by Waterville. So Bria Cole's in there. Also, looks like Olivia Sellers checked in for Maple River, 5'6 sophomore. Waterville ball driving up the left side and stopping, spinning, and banking one in is Tiana Pope. And that's her first two of the game. Eagles have it now. Down underneath. Ball lost in the lane momentarily there by Sellers. Back out right wing. Bria Cole with it. Off now to Thomas. Left side, Cole on the wing. Back to Thomas. 15 on the shot clock. Thomas off to McGregor. McGregor right side. And a drive into the lane. Sellers to the corner. Cole open for a three, and she hits it. Bria Cole with the three from the left corner, and it puts Maple River up 11-7. And into the front court, Pope has it now for Waterville. Gets it off for Boland. Boland right side for LaFrance. Down to the left side. Pope has it, tries to drive the baseline, is cut off and gets it back out to Boland. Back to the left corner, three-pointer is good by Tiana Pope. So she answers Cole's three. And it's a one-point game again, Maple River leading 11-10. Eagle ball out on top. Thomas has it, gets it off left side, Bria Cole. Cole dribbling near the top of the key to the left side. Here's Ulrich on a drive across the lane. Now stops, spins, and shoots a fadeaway short. No good. Rebound off for Waterville Elysian Morristown. Buck ball into the front court. It's LaFrance getting it off for a drive by Addison Condon. And she draws a foul. We'll go to the line to shoot two. Maple River foul is called on Lexi Thomas. That's her first and the second team foul on the Eagles. Condon, the lefty, shoots the first free throw in and ties the game at 11. Ashlyn Pellant is back in now for Waterville Elysian Morristown. Tatum Richards checked in for Waterville as well. She is a 5'10 junior. Second free throw good by Condon gives Waterville the lead now 12-11. McGregor into the front court. Gets it out on top. Thomas to the elbow right side. Yeager has it to McGregor. McGregor right wing penetrates into the lane. Runner in front just a little bit too much off the heel. No good. And the rebound grabbed by Waterville Elysian Morristown. On the way into the front court, here's a drive and a shot. Nice left-handed layup, good by Tiana Pope. Seven for her and a timeout. 14-11, Waterville takes a three-point lead. 10:15 to go here in the first half. We're back in a minute.
If you're planning a construction project, call BMB Construction in Good Thunder. They specialize in residential construction and renovation and offer free consultation and estimates. They'll make sure your project is quality built and designed to meet your needs. BMB Construction has been building homes in the Maple River area and surrounding communities since 1999. Whether it's a new custom home or an addition to your existing home, call 507-278-3609 for BMB Construction of Good Thunder.
People are changing their lifestyle habits, feeling better, and having more energy with help from Tirzepatide and Tafe Wellness. Check out the reviews on Facebook. Nick has lost 73 pounds, sees a difference in the mirror, and his knees feel much better. He now walks 2 to 3 miles every day and has started light weightlifting and farm work. Start your weight loss journey in 2024.
Tafe Wellness Center. Take charge of your health.
We're back here at Mankato East. Waterville Legion Morristown with a little bit of a spurt here. Has taken the lead 14-11. Maple River ball. Thomas has it on top. Dribbles into the lane. Still working her way. Now a little fadeaway right side and a little too strong again. Eagles shooting a little bit cold here in the early going. Waterville ball now with the 3-point lead. On top, Boland has it. Right side, Pellant. She drives into the lane, tries to bounce it down to the baseline to Condon. And a travel or double dribble there called. Second turnover on Waterville Legion Morristown. And Maple River will get it back. Into the front court, Thomas has it. Round to the top, she'll take the three, and it's nothing but net for Lexi Thomas, and she ties it up at 14. Thomas had the big game against Blue Earth Area Monday night with 23 to lead the Eagles. Waterville ball now, all knotted up. 9:20 to go here in the first half. Pellant on top. Right side, Richards inside. And that shot blocked. And a jump ball is called. Nice work there by Kelsey Yeager, who basically tied it up as the shot went up in there by, I'm not sure who it was, might have been Atherton, but the possession arrow goes to Waterville. They'll inbound from underneath. Inbounded on the right wing for Condon. Down to the left side. Pellant has it. Goes down. Now she drives. Snuck in there up the left side of the lane. Nobody stopped her, and she takes it in. Got a layoff off the glass. Pellant's first two of the game, and now Waterville back up by two. Right side, Maple River ball on top. Yeager has it. Goes to the right side, McGregor. McGregor pulls back for a three now. It's too hard off the heel. Rebound put back is good by Kelsey Yeager. And the Eagles have tied it up again, 16-16. Waterville trying to get a bounce pass in the lane, stolen away. And a long pass ahead to McGregor, who got behind the defense for a layup. Four for Claire McGregor, 18-16. Eagles now back up by two. Seesaw battle going on here in the first half. Close game, just like we expected. Tatum Richards deep in the right corner. Now they get it down inside. Atherton in front. Watched by Yeager, back out to Richards. Round to the left wing, Pellant has it, and her pass tipped, but it got right to Atherton, and she lays it in. Ball went to Atherton, even though it was tipped by the Maple River defender. Eagles ball now tied at 18. McGregor out on top. Goes right side, drops it to the elbow right side for Yeager. Her shot is short, no good. Rebound put back underneath, no good by, who was that? That was Sellers under there. And then it goes out of bounds. And will belong to Waterville Legion Morristown. 7:31 to go here in the first half. These two teams split during the year. There was a 1-point game and a 2-point game, and we got the same kind of thing going on here tonight. Tied at 18. Down to the baseline right side. Atherton will kick it way out across the floor to the left side for Pope. Now reversed around. Pellant Down inside, Bolin back out. Three-point try. Good by Kylie LaFrance, and that's her first bucket of the night, a three-pointer. Puts the Bucks up by three. Eagle ball near the free throw line. Shule drops it off for McGregor. Now to Ulrich. Ulrich back on top and almost knocked away there from Lexi Thomas, but she gets it back for the Eagles. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Inside Shule right in front, and her shot rims out, no good. Rebound off for Waterville. Pass ahead right side. Bolin driving the baseline, cut off there by McGregor, and they'll reverse it back on top. Pellant now. Left side, here's Pope on a drive and got it. Always moving, the Waterville Legion Morristown Bucks creating some drives to the basket. Pope gets that one. 9 points for her now. There's a cut through the lane. They got it in there to Ulrich, but her shot is blocked, and here comes Waterville back the other way. Pellant leaves it out on top of the key. Bolin drives in again. That got too far under, hit kind of the bottom of the board on the shot, but here for the follow was, I think, LaFrance, or no, they're not, they're going to say she wasn't shooting. Foul was called, though. It's on Shule. That's her first and the third on Maple River. So Waterville will inbound from underneath. Inbounded left side. Atherton hands it back to Pellant, and her shot blocked underneath. Rebound Eagles. Here comes McGregor. One on two, and she pulls it back out, but now a double dribble call. And that's the first turnover on Maple River. Waterville gets it back. 5:49 to go here in the first half. 23-18. Waterville Legion Morristown has the lead. And bringing it up, Kylie LaFrance. Drops it off for Pope. Now to Bolin. Bolin on the left side. Gets it over to Pellant. Pellant with Jaeger out on her. Left side. Pope spinning into the lane. And doing pretty good. Sellers on defense there. They reverse it around for a three-point shot. And Kylie LaFrance hits another one. She's heating up now. The Eagles back the other way. Passing ahead to Shule. And it gets a little too far from her. Couldn't chase it down. And it goes out of bounds for the second turnover on Maple River. And Waterville Legion Morristown has extended their lead now to 26-18. 5:15 left to go here in the first half. And Waterville with the 8-point lead and the ball right side for Addison Condon, who's back in the game again. On top for Bolin to Pope. Pope just inside the top of the key. Drops it back now to LaFrance. LaFrance, they thought they were going to get a back door to Bolin there, but it was covered pretty good. Down inside now in front. Bank shot is no good from in front by Condon, but the rebound comes out to Waterville. Three-point shot from the top, no good by Pope. And on the rebound, it goes off, it's a foul on Waterville. And it's called on Condon, her first. Just the second foul here by the Bucks here in the first half. 26-18. Maple River with the lead, Waterville Legion Morristown with the lead. 4:30 left to go in the first half. McGregor up for Maple River. Eagles haven't scored for a while here. Thomas, she'll stop and pop a three and hit it again. Nothing but net again for Lexi Thomas. Six for her, down to a 5-point lead now, 26-21. LaFrance into the front court for the Buccaneers. Back out on top. Bolin has it. Over to LaFrance again. They spread it out. Now around to the corner for Condon. Oh, and her pass across to the top side goes over the head of LaFrance out of bounds. And that'll be the fourth turnover on Waterville Legion Morristown. Maple River gets it back again. 3:57 left to play in half number one. As McGregor brings it up for the Eagles. On top, Jaeger. Left side, Ulrich. To McGregor. McGregor Here the top goes right side now for that's Sellers. Drives to the baseline. Gets a nifty little pass across the lane to Ulrich, and she gets the basket and is fouled on the play. That's a nice assist there for Olivia Sellers on that one. And the foul called on Tiana Pope. That's her first. And the third on Waterville. So here is Ulrich to try to complete the three-point play, and she does. 5 points for Ulrich. 26-24. Eagles trim the 8-point lead to 2 now. And another terrible cross-court pass there by Pellant is stolen away. It's the second time in a row that Waterville's done that, but now a pass in the lanes gets away inside there to Ulrich, and now Maple River turns it right back over to Waterville with their third turnover. Buccaneer ball into the front court. Pellant has it on top. Leaves it for Bolin. Bolin out well beyond the top of the key. Left side for LaFrance. LaFrance left corner and a drive. Back out now. Five on the shot clock. Three-pointer from the top. No good by Pellant, and now Maple River throws it away again. Tried to get a lead pass there to Lexi Thomas. She wasn't expecting it. Turned around too late, and it goes out of bounds. Fourth turnover on Maple River. And Waterville, Legion, Morristown back the other way. Pellant has it on the right wing. Pellant round to the left side. Now near the free throw line. Pope has it off for Bolin. 13 on the shot clock off for Pellant. Pellant dribbles around left side. 8 on the shot clock. 5 on the shot clock right side. Now stepping back for a long 3 and missing everything is LaFrance. Caught a little bit of the board and rebound Maple River. Ulrich brings it up. Pulls up near the free throw line and her shot rattles in and out. No good. Rebound Waterville, 2 minutes to go till halftime, and there's a drive. And, oh, charging foul. They're going to get Pellant. She made the basket on the drive, but is called for a charging. And that'll be her first foul. It is the sixth turnover on Waterville, Legion, Morristown. Eagles get it back again. A two-pointer would tie it up. Minute 53 left to go here in the first half. Thomas into the front court, right side, McGregor reversed around. Ulrich now has it left wing to McGregor on top. Left side, Thomas. Thomas, left side, baseline drive, Ulrich is cut off there. Back to Jaeger, lost the ball, and it's scooped up quickly there by Claire Bolin. Fifth turnover on Maple River. Bolin up with it to Pope on the right wing. She drives into the lane. Turns back to shoot and got it. Tiana Pope having a good first half. That's 11 for her now. Down to a minute 12 to go. McGregor pulls up and takes a three from the top of the key. No good. And the rebound rolls out of bounds. It'll belong to Waterville, Legion, Morristown. Eagles pulled within two, but Waterville now with a four-point lead again, and they have the ball. Their biggest lead has been 8. Coming up on a minute to go in the first half. LaFrance drives up the right side of the lane. Can't get the finish, though, as her flip up to the board comes off no good. And into the front court, Sellers with it now. Down in the lane. Sellers still in front. Gets it off to McGregor. Bank shot left side. No good. Rebound pulled away by LaFrance. And here comes Waterville with 35 seconds to go. Out on top with it is Pope. Left side for Claire Bolin to Pellant. Down to 22 seconds to go. Shot clock's at 16, though. There's a three-point try. Left side off no good by Pope. Rebound Eagles. Quickly up McGregor trying to get it inside. Her pass batted right back to her. Gets it over to Thomas, or no, for Ulrich for a three. That's no good. Waterville back the other way, and a shot underneath by Bolin is blocked out of bounds with 1.6 seconds to go. And Waterville will inbound from underneath. Just 1.6 on the clock, so Maple River trying to avoid a cheap bucket in the last second or so here. And it will be LaFrance to put it in. See what kind of play they have for a real quick shot here. So the Bucks inbound underneath. Left side, well, they don't have time to pass it around, and they never got a shot off. So we've reached halftime, and it'll be a 28-24 lead for Waterville Elysian Morristown here at halftime. Halftime report coming up after this timeout.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed brand's top performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise above them all. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed brand.
Attention grain farmers, More Automation in Tremont offers a complete line of sensors to automate your grain handling systems. Whether with lighted level indicators, dump pit sensors, or Stowmore dryer controls, they can custom automate your system inexpensively without compromising reliability. Give them a call today for a free estimate at 507-639-9031 or online at moreautomationinc.com. More Automation in Tremont. We automate agriculture.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Nordis American Homes, built for a lifetime of living. This is Todd. Designing and building your new home is an exciting time, and it's time for you to meet the Nordis team. Custom-built homes designed by you with the expertise from our designers. Nordis Homes is always on the cutting edge with technology, now offering virtual reality, bringing your vision into impressive detail. Always at Nordis. High-quality materials with exceptional customer service. It's time to schedule your no-obligation appointment to discuss design and pricing. Visit NordisHomes.com, located Highway 22, Minnesota Lake.
Bash CRT Insurance Agency is proud to support Maple River activities and their students. They provide insurance services for the Maple River area and beyond, including auto, home, life, health, and specializing in crop insurance and farm property coverage. Call Jeff, Derek, or Nathan Moore to compare your existing coverage today. Bash CRT Insurance Agency, with offices located in Amboy and Mapleton.
Back here at Mankato East, halftime, 28-24, Waterville, Elysian, Morristown has the lead, and it's time now for our Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee Hodges for all your insurance needs. And it's been a pretty good seesaw battle, a couple of little quick spurts by Waterville in the end of the first half here that has them up by four. We'll come back, take a look at first half numbers after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right place. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
All right, numbers from the first half for Maple River. They're led in scoring by Lexi Thomas with 6, 5 for Crystal Ulrich, 4 for Claire McGregor, 4 for Kelsey Yeager, and 2 for Ella Shule. And off the bench, Bria Cole has 3 for their total of 24. Waterville Elysian Morristown led by Tiana Pope with 11, 6 for Kylie LaFrance, 5 for Claire Boland, 2 for Ashlyn Pellant, 2 for Elena Atherton, and off the bench, Addison Condon has 2 for their total of 28. Maple River, 9 of 26 from the floor for 35%. They were 3 of 3 from the line and committed 5 turnovers. Waterville, 11 of 26, 42% in the first half, 3 of 3 from the line also, and they had 6 turnovers. Slightly better shooting percentage for Waterville, but pretty even, and it's a 4-point edge for the Buccaneers here at the half. And there's your halftime report. The Hodges Halftime Report brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. And we're back with more at the half in a moment.
Protein Sources Milling Division of Mapleton provides complete toll milling services for all your swine feed needs. They also offer many marketing opportunities for your corn and soybeans with multiple delivery locations and on-farm pickup available. Call Dan Fitzsimmons or Dan Zuri at 507-524-4511 to discuss the flexible grain contracts that allow you to protect your bottom line while still participating in higher market prices. Protein Sources Milling Division of Mapleton, wishing the Maple River Eagles good luck.
Hi, this is Mark Greger from Greger Tiling Company in Minnesota Lake. If you have a tiling project, we currently have openings in our spring schedule. With over 30 years of drainage experience, I'm confident we can design and install the best performing drainage system for your farm. As always, our workmanship is guaranteed, and we provide our customers with the most accurate and detailed CAD maps after job completion. That's Greger Tiling on Highway 22 south of Minnesota Lake. Call me anytime at 507-327-9465 or the office at 462-3299 to discuss your drainage projects today.
Get the most out of your vehicle with full-service maintenance, tires, and repairs from D&K Tire Service. They're your complete tire headquarters for passenger tires to farm tires, including on-the-farm service, and they sell all major brands. Regular maintenance is one of the most important things you can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
For your next construction project, call Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake. They'll take care of a variety of exterior projects on your home at a reasonable price. From new siding, windows, or doors, Sean will get the job done right. And Dunright Construction can make that landscaping look great with concrete edging, too. No more plastic or broken brick around your home. If you're planning a construction project, call 507-525-7751 for Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake.
Back here at Mankato East, trying to run down a score on the, well, let's see, Fairmont's in action. They are, let me see what that was here. Get back to the beginning of my list here. Halftime, that's Section 3AA, by the way. And I believe Fairmont was up over Laverne 23-20, if I saw that right. So that's one of the other scores going on with Section Girls Basketball. Halftime, Fairmont up 23-20 over Laverne. So we also have games going on up at St. Peter. You can hear those over on 98.1 FM. Grenada Huntley East Chain Martin Luther Truman's in action right now against Loyola. And then after that one, it's Martin County West and Springfield. Both those games over on 98.1 FM. 4-point lead, Waterville at the half. We're back with the second half in a moment.
Even though it doesn't feel like it, spring is coming soon. Spring merchandise will be arriving, and Weaver's other store in Buffalo Center needs to make room. So they're having a winter sale. Come on down and save 10 to 50% on select in-store winter items, including gloves and mittens, Carhartt coats, jackets and bibs, Kamek men's, women's and kids' snow boots, and so much more. Come on down and save during the winter sale at Weaver's Other Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Maggie J's, a premier restaurant and bar that offers a casual dining experience for people of all ages. Maggie J's offers breakfast and has daily lunch specials with dinner available on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Maggie J's specializes in homemade batters, sauces, and great service. They have a full menu containing a variety of American food choices. Not hungry? No problem. Maggie J's has a full-service bar. You'll find Maggie J's on Main Street in downtown Mapleton, and make sure and check their Facebook page for their daily specials.
United Hospital District is excited to announce the arrival of our newest full-time provider, Dr. David Heine, a family medicine practitioner who is now seeing patients Monday through Thursday in our Wells Clinic. Dr. Heine specializes in all areas of family medicine and is excited to help you on your journey to better health. To schedule an appointment with Dr. David Heine in our Wells Clinic, call 507-553-6550. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Kilty's Market in Mapleton is your full-service grocery store, including carry-out service. Check out the meat department featuring certified Angus brand beef and Hormel brand pork. Plus, Kilty's Market is known for their delicious recipe smokehouse products with several flavors of cooked brats, Polish sausage, beef sticks, and much more. Whether it's snacks like pizza or chips or fresh produce, you'll find it at Kilty's. They even have a large selection of greeting cards, and they keep adding new items every day. If they don't have it, just ask and they'll get it. That's Kilty's Market in Mapleton.
Ready to go with the second half here from Mankato East. 28-24, Waterville, Elysian, Morristown leading Maple River. The winner will face St. Clair, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. That's the second game here after this one tonight. Maple River gets the ball first. And we're underway. Lexi Thomas on top, driving up the right side of the lane, is stopped there. Back to Yeager. Now McGregor. McGregor, left wing to Yeager. Shoots just out, just beyond the free throw line. It's off, no good. And the rebound off for Waterville Elysian Morristown. Left side, Pellant driving in. Yeager stops her. Back around to Pope on the right wing. She led the Bucks with 11 in the first half, drives to the hoop, shot up in the lane, blocks. Maple River comes down with it. Here's Ulrich back the other way. Ulrich on the right side. Back on top, Yeager leaves it for McGregor. McGregor hands it off now to Ulrich into the lane near the free throw line. Yeager has it there. Yeager gets it off to McGregor. McGregor. At the top, right side, Ulrich, four on the shot clock, drives in, but her shot got a pretty good look there, but it was a little too hard off the glass, no good, and on the rebound, foul on Maple River. It's on Ella Shule, that'll be her second, and the first on Maple River here in this half. Waterville ball. They lead by four. We're just underway, second half. Bolin has it, drives in, tried to scoop an underhanded shot in there, but lost the ball, now picks it up, and all alone on the other side, Kylie LaFrance sneaks in, takes the pass, and lays it in. 8 points for LaFrance now. Eagles back the other way, Ulrich down underneath, turnaround shot by Shule, off no good, Waterville on the rebound, and long drive to the other end, Bolin shot blocked out of bounds, and it'll belong to Waterville Elysian Morristown underneath. Shule comes out, and back into the game now, Olivia Sellers. Pass in the lane there, grabbed by Bolin, now to Pope, and she works her way into the middle of the lane for a shot that's short, no good. Maple River on the rebound. And up on the left side, left for McGregor. She'll shoot a three from way out left side, and it is good. Claire McGregor with the three. Seven for her, and it's a 30-27 lead. Now a steal by McGregor and a breakaway. She'll take it in, layup good, and Claire McGregor, a quick five, pulls the Eagles within one. 15.5 left to go in the game. Pope up with it now for Waterville. On top, Bolin, left side, LaFrance to the left corner. Pope's three-pointer is blocked by Lexi Thomas. Goes off of Maple River underneath. And the Eagles, or the Bucks, will inbound from under their own basket. Pellant puts it in. Now takes the pass back, dribbles around toward the free throw line. Off to Pope. Pope now dribbling left side for Bolin. And they'll reset at the top as everybody shifts. And now an offensive foul called on Waterville. Away from the ball, Claire Bolin is called on the foul. That's her first and the first on Waterville this half. And their seventh turnover of the game. 14:57 left to play. And the Eagles have it back now. A chance to take the lead for the first time in a while. McGregor down underneath. Jaeger turns around, shoots over Ath. No good. And on the rebound, a foul on Maple River. This one will be on... It's on Lexi Thomas again. That'll be her second. And the second on Maple River this half. Waterville ball right side. On top, LaFrance down underneath. Atherton got it up and good off the glass. And Elena Atherton with four in the game now. 32-29. McGregor three from the top at the other end. Quickly, it's short, no good. Rebound off for Waterville Elysian Morristown. Into the front court, near the free throw line. Pope to Pellant, left side. She dribbles to the top of the key. Now all the way around to the right side. Pellant, still with the ball, now gets it off. Atherton to Pellant. Pellant spinning into the lane. Bounce pass across to Atherton. Back to Pellant. Eight on the shot clock. Pellant right side underneath Atherton. Shot up good off the glass by Atherton. And now Waterville pounding it in a little bit to Atherton. She's got six. And it's 32-29. 34-29. And now Maple River lost the handle in the lane. Officials going to give it to Maple River underneath. So it'll be Maple River ball inbounded from underneath. .13:34 left to go here in the ball game. The officials are, I think, talking about how much should be on the shot clock. 20 seconds are got up. And so Maple River will inbound from underneath. Now we're ready. McGregor's going to put it in play. Lobs it on top for Bria Cole, who checked in there a moment ago. To Thomas. Spinning in the lane and turns, shoots, got it. Lexi Thomas with 8 points in the game now. 34-31. Maple River back within three. Waterville ball. They've led for much of the game, but it's remained close. And now they were going to call a 5-second call on Waterville, but Kaus got a timeout. Tyler Kaus got it just in time to avoid the turnover there. Timeout Waterville, 13-13 to go in the game. 34-31, Bucks lead. Back in a moment.
Call Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton for hardwood floor install, refinish, and resurfacing. With Bear Hardwood Floors, you can trust that you'll know what kind of service you're getting ahead of time. Quality work done on time. Call Ryan at 507-380-4312 today for your free estimate. Get your floors looking great with affordable and professional service from Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton. Caduce Tire of Mapleton provides quality tires and service. They have light truck, semi, and agricultural tires and service on the farm. Caduce Tire is a proud supporter of the Maple River Schools, its students, academics, and athletics, and would like to say good luck to the Maple River Eagles.
We're back here at Mankato East, 34-31. Waterville, Elysian, Morristown leading Maple River. Buccaneer ball. They'll inbound on the near side. And they get it in to LaFrance on top. LaFrance now to the right wing. Pellant. Pellant on the right wing will dribble around to the top. Gets it off now to Bolin. Down to five on the shot clock. She kind of drives in, takes a tough shot. She turns around right side. It's off no good. Thomas back the other way for Maple River. Dumped down underneath. Ulrich's all alone for the layup. Beautiful feed by Lexi Thomas. Ulrich has seven, and it's a one-point game again. Waterville by one. Here's a baseline shot. Good from the right side, and it's Pope with the shot. Good. 13 for her. And the Eagles now back the other way, and a drive up the lane on the feed to Lexi. So she fed Ulrich with a good one. Now the favor return, and it's 10 points now for Lexi Thomas. One-point game again. Down underneath, Waterville ball, and saved. Well, Pellant trying to pass across the lane, knocked out of bounds, but saved in by Maple River, and they have possession. Out on top, McGregor. Right elbow driving up the right side of the lane. Now scoops one underneath. No good. Rebound Ulrich. She'll go back up with it. That's no good. And the rebound is knocked out underneath off of Maple River. So Waterville, Elysian, Morristown. That was Maple River's chance to take the lead for the first time in a while, but couldn't do it. And so Waterville, Elysian, Morristown has it back again. Pope will bring it up. On the right side, Pope gets it off. Pellant drives into the lane. Now right side. LaFrance, Pope, back out to Bolin. Bolin on the right wing. Bolin lobs it inside. Atherton got the layup. No backside help there. And Atherton gets the bucket. 8 points for her. Maple River ball, oh boy, wide open underneath. Bria Cole snuck in on the baseline. Nobody picked her up. And the bounce pass goes right to her for a layup. 5 points now for Bria off the bench. And Waterville, Elysian, Morristown ball. Here's a drive up the left side. And a foul called as Pellant goes to the line. And this will be two free throws. We haven't had a lot of free throws in the game. Foul was called on Olivia Sellers, her first, and the third on the Eagles. First free throw good by Pellant. Both teams had three free throws is all in the first half. They both made all three, and these are the first free throws of the second half. And here's the second one on the way for Pellant. That's good. Four now for Ashlyn Pellant. And 40-37. Waterville, Elysian, Morristown has the lead. And so, Maple River with the ball. McGregor on top. Thomas gets it off now for Sellers. Round to the left side. McGregor inside for Jaeger. Shot up underneath, blocked. Coming away with it is Condon. Takes it all the way in. Shot up, no good, but a foul. And Addison Condon is going to go to the line for a couple more free throws for Waterville, Elysian, Morristown. And the foul called on McGregor. That's her first and the fourth now on the Eagles. First free throw, rims out, no good for Addison Condon. 40-37, Waterville, Elysian, Morristown leading Maple River, 10-17 to go in the game. Second free throw, good. Just crawled over the rim there for Condon. She has three. Maple River ball down by 4 points. Lots of time left here, 10-10 to go in the game. Out on top, Bria Cole has it. Near the free throw line now. Jaeger trying to hand it off. And a whistle, a foul on Waterville. It's on Claire Boland. Second on her, second team foul this half. And the Eagles inbound underneath. Lopped into Jaeger. Jaeger took a dribble now, trying to get it underneath. Did somehow to Bria Cole. There was a little scuffle for the ball. Cole got a shot off, but it's no good. And the rebound off for Waterville. Right side. And Tatum Richards is in the game now again for the Buccaneers. Off to Boland. Boland round to the left side. Richards. Off now to LaFrance. Pass in the lane. And Jaeger steps in front of that one for the steal. Ahead to McGregor. Back over to Jaeger, shooting a three from the right side. No good. McGregor's follow in front won't go. Bria Cole runs it down in the corner. Cole dribbles it back across over to Sellers. Sellers, bounce pass in the lane. Shot up, no good by Thomas. And the Eagles had some chances there, but couldn't come away with a basket. 9 minutes to go in the game now. It's a four-point lead for Waterville. They have the ball. Left side, LaFrance. She stops, shoots a three, and it's good. Kylie LaFrance hits the three. 11 for her. Timeout, Maple River. 8:50 left to go in the game. Waterville leads in Morristown up now 44-37 over Maple River. Back in a moment.
Hey, if you're looking for a fun time, it's the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan. Tuesdays, play bingo starting at 7 p.m. Wednesdays, it's the Queen of Spades, your chance to win cash. Get your free ticket from 4 to 6:30 p.m. for the drawing at 7:30. The jackpot is now at $4,600. And coming up at the Blue Bear on Saturday, March 9th, it's Semper Fi Karaoke. Sunday the 10th, it's another Pfeffer card tournament. And Saturday the 16th, enjoy the Liver and Onion Feed. Watch their Facebook page for all the details. That's the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan. Vernon Center Lumber is your Marvin Windows and Doors dealer. They can provide your building materials and supplies. And besides Marvin Windows and Doors, Vernon Center Lumber has pole barns, Cambria countertops, plus they do new homes and remodels, and free delivery and design help too, plus much, much more. Calvin invites you to stop into Vernon Center Lumber on Main Street in downtown Vernon Center.
Back here in Mankato, or at Mankato East High School. Section 2AA South semifinal. Game 2 coming up. We'll have St. Clair against New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Here it's a 44-37 lead. Waterville leads in Morristown over Maple River. Eagle ball. Shule has it out on top. Hands it off to Ulrich. Ulrich driving into the lane. Back to Shule. Circling around. Her shot's blocked, though. And the rebound to Waterville. Pope into the front court. Now dribbles around to the right wing. Pope penetrating near the right elbow. Picked up the dribble. Gets it off to Pellant. Pellant now to Richards on top. Round to the left corner. It is Pope with it again. Pope looking. And now a whistle. And somebody walked or double dribbled or something in there. Didn't see exactly what happened, but Waterville turns it back over to Maple River. Eagles just haven't been able to get over the hump to take a lead. They have not led for a long time here, going back to the first half. Eagles have it down underneath. Lexi Thomas shot in front, rolls off, no good. Rebound to Waterville. 7:50 left to go in the game. Here's a drive by the Buccaneers. That is Condon. That shot partially blocked, and Maple River comes away with it. McGregor on top. Drives into the lane. Trying to dish it over to Shule, but that's stolen away. Good defense by both teams, really, here. Not getting away with any shenanigans underneath here. As the defense, the defending has been pretty good by both teams down in the low block. Left elbow now, Pellant has it. Off to Atherton. Right side, on the wing. Here's a three-point try by Pope, and it's off no good. Rebound grabbed by McGregor. 7 minutes to go, and the Eagles back the other way. McGregor driving into the lane. Back to Jaeger. Jaeger hands it off now for a three by Lexi Thomas that rims out no good, and the Buccaneers come down with the rebound. Up ahead to Pellant. Pellant cross court over for a shot by Condon. No good. Back out Pellant. Right side Pope now to the corner for Bolin. Bolin drives in on the baseline. Banks one off. No good. Condon's there for the putback, and she's fouled. We'll go to the line to shoot two. Basket did not go, so she'll get two shots. Ella Shule gets the foul, her third, and the fifth on Maple River. Condon's first free throw in and out, no good. 3 points for her tonight. 28-24. Otterville Legion Morristown leading Maple River. There is 6:29 left to go in the game. Condon's second free throw, good, so she gets one out of two. 4 points for her, and that lead now is up to 8 points, 45-37. Eagles don't want it to get too far away from them anymore now. We're down to 6:25 to go. And out on top, Bria Cole has it for the Eagles. Near the free throw line now, Jaeger steps up for a pass. Down underneath, Cole. Cole now dribbling around near the free throw line, off to McGregor, to Jaeger. Back on top, McGregor. McGregor to Jaeger, to McGregor. She's shoots and missed by a mile there. Kind of was bumped on the shot, or had definitely a defender on her. Lob down underneath. Atherton, left-handed shot, good by Elena Atherton. Good second half for her. Eight this half, 10 in the game, and it's a 10-point lead now for Waterville Legion Morristown. 47-37, 5:35 to go in the game. Left side, Jaeger has it. Pass in, and shot by Lexi Thomas was good, but there was a foul before the shot. Fouls on Claire Bolin. That's her third. And the third on Waterville. Maple River inbounds underneath. Lobbed in on top. And back to McGregor for a three from the top. That's off, no good. Shooting woes kind of continuing. Now McGregor grabs a pass underneath after the offensive rebound, but her shot blocked, and the rebound to Waterville. Ahead to Bolin, left side. Bolin in the corner. 5:08 left to go. Waterville doesn't mind using as much of the shot clock as they can with that 10-point lead. Now Bolin drives, shot no good. Rebound Maple River. Right side, Bria Cole for three, and that one is in and out, no good. That was a plunger there. It was halfway down and squirted back out. Waterville back the other way now. Right side, Pellant has it. Pellant round to the top. Left side for LaFrance. She dribbles around to near the free throw line, just inside of it, off to Atherton. Atherton on the baseline, shot up no good, rebound Maple River. Thomas on the board, ahead to McGregor. McGregor back to Thomas. Thomas steps back, three-pointer, good from the top by Lexi Thomas. They got to get some more shots for her. Lexi's buried a bunch of shots here. When she's taking them, just haven't had a lot of shots here tonight. Timeout, Waterville, 4:12 left to go in the game, 47-40. Waterville, Legion Morristown leading, and we're back in a moment.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. If you're looking to improve your health health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000 or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Back here at Mankato East, 4:12 left to go in the game. Maple River needs to make a little bit of a run here. They're down 47-40, and time is becoming a factor here as we get down to the last few minutes of the game. Waterville Legion Morristown has the ball. Pope near the right elbow gets it off to Atherton. Atherton now to LaFrance. LaFrance back out near the top of the key, right corner Bolin. Bolin cross court Pope. Pope now dribbles near the free throw line. 6 seconds on the shot clock and a drive and a blocking foul. Pellant trying to get in between two defenders. They call a Maple River foul. And it's going to be on Olivia Sellers, her second. 6 on Maple River now. One more to the bonus. Waterville inbounds underneath. LaFrance underneath Pellant. Back out now in front. Shot short in front. No good by Bolin. Rebound Maple River. Oh, McGregor almost threw it away, but Lexi Thomas keeps possession of it for Maple River. Back to McGregor. Eagles need points on just about every possession now to try to make a run down by 7 here. And now a foul out on the perimeter on Pope. 2nd on her. 4 on Waterville Legion Morristown. Maple River will inbound on the far sideline. Inbounded to McGregor. McGregor at the top of the key, right side. Ulrich drives in, swatted away from her, but the Eagles get it back. Down to 8 on the shot clock, though. McGregor left side for Sellers. Now McGregor, 3 seconds, 2. Ulrich has to shoot, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound, though, grabbed by Sellers, and the Eagles get another 20 seconds on the shot clock. Right side. It's Ulrich. Back on top now for Sellers. Sellers off to Bria Cole. Cole near the free throw line. 6 seconds on the shot clock, and they throw it away on the near side. Goes out of bounds on the near sideline, and Waterville gets it back with 2:43 left to go. LaFrance will put it in play. Eagles trying to get a stop here. They're running out of time, down by 7. Oh, a charging foul out on top, called on Pope. That helps the cause a little bit. Tiana Pope with her 3rd foul. That is 5 now on Waterville Legion Morristown. Maple River will get it back. They just have not scored much here as of late. 47-40, down by 7. And McGregor into the front court. Off to Lexi Thomas. She turns in front in the lane. Got it. Turnaround shot good by Thomas. 15 for her on the night now. And Waterville leaves in Morristown. Met with a little bit of half-court pressure. Picking up man-to-man anyway. Pope across the line. Still spinning toward the lane, and a bounce pass out to the wing goes out of bounds, and the Eagles force another turnover there. And with 2:07 left to go, it's 47-42. Maple River has the ball. Into the front court. On top, Thomas. Oh, what a pass! Oh, McGregor can't get the layup. But a foul called will put her at the line for 2. But what a great pass by Lexi Thomas there on a little backdoor route there by McGregor. Unfortunate that she didn't get the basket, but she does get 2 shots here on the foul committed by Pellant. And she missed the first one. That was Pellant's 2nd foul, by the way. 6 on Waterville now. And the second free throw good by McGregor. She gets one out of two. 10 points for her in the game now. Backcourt pressure by Maple River. 1:53 to go in the game. It is a four-point lead, 47-43. Waterville in front. Left side, Pope has it. Now Pellant. Pellant left side, drives underneath. Shot up, good! On the drive by Ashlyn Pellant. Six for her. It's a six-point lead. Eagles got to hurry. McGregor steps back near the three-point stripe. Now to Bria Cole. Cole on top. Off to Ulrich. To Jaeger. Shot in front. That's off. No good. And the rebound to Waterville. 1:16 to go. Got a foul now, I would think. Pass ahead there. Ashlyn or Elena Atherton gets it across the line. And a whistle. And a timeout. Waterville. A little bit of trouble with the dribble. And Kaus is out. Tyler Kaus calling a timeout. 1:07 to go in the game. Waterville leading Maple River 49-43. Back in a moment.
It's Josh here from Mapleton Marine. Are you ready to take your boating experience to the next level? Say goodbye to unreliable starts and hello to seamless adventures with a brand new Mercury motor from Mapleton Marine. Our turnkey start technology ensures hassle-free boating so you can spend less time tinkering and more time enjoying the water. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Upgrade to a Mercury motor today and cruise into spring with confidence. Visit Mapleton Marine, Highway 22 in Mapleton, or MapletonMarine.com. Because, after all, life is better on a boat.
Back here at Mankato East, Waterville, Elysian, Morristown will inbound from the near side. Pellant will put it in play. 1:07 left to go, 49-43. It's a six-point lead for Waterville. That's a two-possession game, technically, but a bucket here would make it awful tough on Maple River. Pellant driving into the lane, bounce pass across, and the shot no good, but a foul. Atherton goes up with it. She's fouled and will go to the line to shoot two. And Elena Atherton's been big this half. Had two at halftime, eight here in the second half. Foul was called on Thomas. And that is Thomas's third, and the first free throw no good by Atherton. Second free throw on the way and good by Atherton. That makes it a three possession game now. Eagles gotta hurry into the front court, left side. Thomas, no time to throw it around, and they turn it over. A pass in the lane. Now stolen almost by McGregor. Who'd that go off of? Oh, is that official? It's going to be Maple River ball. They'll inbound underneath. They say it went off of Pellant. I'm not sure. McGregor will inbound from underneath. Might have been a break for the Eagles there. McGregor gets it to the elbow right side. Jaeger drives in. Shot blocked again by Atherton. And Waterville down with the rebound. 36 seconds to go. And a foul by Maple River. And it is not looking good for the Eagles. Foul is called on Thomas, her fourth. And to the line, Claire Boland goes for Waterville with just 34 seconds left in the game. Boland's first free throw on the way. Good. That was the front end of a 1-1. 6 points for Boland. And the second free throw coming. That one on the way, good again. Boland hits them both, seven for her. 52-43, Eagles into the front court. Pass left side, I don't know who that was supposed to go to, but it went out of bounds. And the Eagles kind of imploding down the stretch here. And so Waterville gets it back on the turnover again with 27 seconds left to go. Inbounded by Richards, who's in there now. Gets it into Atherton. And a foul near half court on McGregor. Second foul on her. 23 seconds to go. 9-point lead. Waterville, Legion, Morristown. Looks like they're moving on to Monday night. And the Eagles' season, unfortunately, as it's awfully quiet over in the Eagles section, going to come to an end here tonight. First free throw of the 1-1, no good. McGregor up for the Eagles. Down underneath Ulrich, layup good. 9 points for Ulrich. Timeout Maple River. 16 seconds to go, 52-45. Waterville leads. We're back in a moment.
Extend the life of your equipment with Cenex Premium Greases. Engineered with quality-based oils and well-balanced formulas to protect equipment in a wide range of temperatures and tough conditions. The Cenex line of grease products offer excellent rust protection, water resistance, and anti-wear properties to extend equipment life. Cenex Grease delivers the dependability you need to keep your operation running like a well-oiled machine.
Through the end of the month, get a discount on all oil and grease products at New Way K&H Cooperative and receive a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of Cenex lubricants purchased. If you're planning a construction project, call BMB Construction in Good Thunder. They specialize in residential construction and renovation and offer free consultation and estimates. They'll make sure your project is quality built and designed to meet your needs. BMB Construction has been building homes in the Maple River area and surrounding communities since 1999. Whether it's a new custom home or an addition to your existing home, call 507-278-3609 for BMB Construction of Good Thunder.
Back here at Mankato East, Waterville, Legion, Morristown looking like they're going to move on. They lead it 52-45 with 16.8 seconds to go. They have the ball and will inbound in the backcourt. Maple River trying to deny the inbounds pass, but they do get it into Pope. Back over right side, driving in Bolin into the front court. Right side down to 7 seconds to go. Richards has it, and that's going to do it. Maple River realizing there was no way they were going to get back in it. Let's the time run out, and Waterville, Legion, Morristown will move on as they defeat Maple River here tonight. 52-45, the final score. We'll be back to wrap it up here from Mankato East after this timeout.
I've had migraines, so I've been to a lot of other chiropractors.
Here's Lonnie Nelson.
A guy I used to work with actually recommended Dr. Shane Tafe. He'd started going there, and when I went to Dr. Shane Tafe, he had a different kind of style of adjusting my neck and the different adjustments that he did brought even more relief, and I started not going to the chiropractor quite as much. I also had the regenerative tissue injections. Really felt a lot better. I've been able to sleep better. Been a life changer for me.
Find us at TafeWellnessCenter.com to see how we can help you stay feeling at your best.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed brand's top performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise above them all. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed brand.
Attention grain farmers, More Automation in Trimont offers a complete line of sensors to automate your grain handling systems. Whether with lighted level indicators, dump pit sensors, or Stormwater dryer controls, they can custom automate your system inexpensively without compromising reliability. Give them a call today for a free estimate at 507-639-9031 or online at moreautomationinc.com. More Automation in Trimont. We automate agriculture.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Hi, this is Melissa, the flooring expert at Nordis American Homes. We have the flooring solution for your home and family. We carry all design styles for several flooring collections. Carpet, ceramic tile, hardwood, luxury vinyl plank, tile, and don't forget several in-stock options. Professional installation through independent contractors also available. Visit our flooring store, Nordis American Homes, Highway 22, Minnesota Lake, NordisHomes.com. Follow us on Facebook, Pinterest, and Instagram.
We're back here in Mankato, and Mankato East, and not a very good outing for Maple River here tonight as they fall to Waterville, Allegiant, Morristown. It was a seesaw battle in the first half for a while. Then Waterville took the lead, and even though it was close for a lot of that, Maple River just was never able to get over the hump and take a lead. And good job by Waterville to hold them off for the 52-45 win. Scoring tonight, first for Waterville, led by Tiana Pope with 13 points, 11 for Kylie LaFrance, 11 for Elena Atherton, 7 for Claire Bolin, and 6 for Ashlyn Pellant. Off the bench, Addison Condon had 4 for their total of 52. Maple River led by Lexi Thomas with 15, 10 for Claire McGregor, 9 for Crystal Ulrich, 4 for Kelsey Yeager, 2 for Ella Shule, and off the bench, Bria Cole had 5 for their total of 45. So Maple River's year comes to an end with a 19-10 record. Waterville, Legion, Morristown moves on. They're now 17-11, and they'll face the winner of the second game coming up here at Mankato East. St. Clair and New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva on the way next. So once again, our final score, Waterville, Legion, Morristown 52, Maple River 45. Thanks to Grace back at the station. I'm Randy Allen. Thank you for listening. We will have more basketball. Over on 98 Country, there's two games going on there, a second one coming up. And we'll have the boys' playoff games starting coming up next week for you. But unfortunately, that ends the year for the Maple River girls. Thanks to Grace back at the station. I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody. You've been listening to Maple River playoff basketball here on KBEW. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Vernon Center Lumber, by the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, by Mapleton Marine, New Way K&H Cooperative, BMB Construction of Good Thunder, TAFE Wellness Center of Algona and Armstrong, by Channel Seed of South Central Minnesota, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, M&M Insurance, by Nordis American Homes of Minnesota Lake, Bash CRT Insurance of Amboy and Mapleton, Protein Sources Milling of Mapleton, Granger Tiling of Minnesota Lake, D&K Tire of Amboy, Truman, and Lake Crystal, State Line Cooperative, Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, Maggie J's Restaurant and Bar of Mapleton, the United Hospital District, Kilty's Market of Mapleton, by Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton, Caduce Tire of Mapleton, and by the Blue Bear Bar of Delavan. Maple River Playoff Basketball is a presentation of KBEW Sports.
Serving Faribault County and the surrounding area since 1963. This is KBEW, Blue Earth, 1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
Give me Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, Old Time Rock and Roll, and Rick Burton on your Thursday, February the 29th. It's leap year, you know. Got Dan Hartman, I Can Dream About You, Queen, We Will Rock You, and let the music play. Shannon coming up.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing 2 trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong. Either way, you can't go wrong.
On 1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
You'll stay up to date on farm news with the Brownfield and your Ag Network right here on 1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
You big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you. We will rock you. Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, you big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
All right.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
1360 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW with classic hits and all the local news and information for southern Minnesota and northern Iowa.
Let the music play, and Rick Burton, it is Thursday, February the 29th, leap year here. It's also National Toast Day, Rare Disease Day, Bachelor's Day, International Underlings Day, Digital Learning Day, Jewish Book Week, and Cornish Pastry Week, so there you go. Got Cranberries, Dreams, Broken Wings, Mr. Mister, up next.
Here's your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Cotter. Well, clear skies tonight of a low around 33, with winds out of the south at 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 30. Winds will turn to the south-southwest on Friday at 20 to 25 miles an hour, gusting up to 40, with sunny skies. We'll have a high near 59. Friday night, it'll be mostly clear for low around 34, and we'll have a south-southwest wind at 10 to 15. Saturday, we'll warm up to 64, with mostly sunny skies. Saturday night, it'll be partly cloudy for low around 48. Sunday, we'll continue to warm up to 72, with mostly sunny skies. We'll have chances for both rain and snow Sunday night, if a low around 33. Those chances for rain and snow continue on a Monday at a high near 46. We'll just have slight chances for both rain and snow Monday night, if a low around 21. There's no precipitation Tuesday. Instead, we'll have sunny skies and a high near 44. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's the latest weather on KBW. Right now, it's 46 degrees.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
That you're half of the flesh and blood.